Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and friend and co-host at Gordon G. Chang. To Tokyo, Lance Gatling, a principal in Nexial Research, looking at this headline in the North American part of the New World. Japan plunged into political uncertainty after voters delivered dramatic defeat to longtime ruling party. That would be the LDP that recently elevated a veteran politician, Ishiba, to replace Mr. Kishida as prime minister. Lance, a very good day to you. The headline itself suggests lots of drama. What does this vote mean to Japan right now before we get into the policies outside Japan? Is this a blow to LDP or has this happened before? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Good evening. And Gordon, evening to you, too. Well, John, this is an exciting time in Japan. As I mentioned before, the last time we spoke, that Prime Minister Ishiba rolled the dice. He went to the people and threw down a challenge to say, support me, get with me, give me a mandate to perform these things that I want, that we talked about, national security, closer alliance with the United States, the possibility of a Pacific NATO, you name it, and Ishiba put it on the line. And he failed. He failed pretty badly in the sense that the ruling coalition, which was the Liberal Democratic Party, and their longtime partners, often frequent partners, the Komeito, the two together had 247 seats. And they failed to meet the minimum, which they needed, which was 233. They actually lost almost 25% of their seats total. The LDP lost 20%. And the Komeito lost almost a third of its seat. In fact, the president, the head of the Komeito, lost his own seat, and he's going to resign. They're going to have to get a new head because they did so poorly. The question is not why. I think everyone knows why. The question is, what do they do about it now? And yes, it is a rare event. The LDP has ruled Japan in either a single majority party or in coalition, primarily with the Komeito, since around 1955. That's how the Japanese like stability and what the LDP has done with the country. But they had one of the lowest turnouts in Japanese history. Only about 50% of voters went. I think it was a rejection of the LDP in the sense that they need to perform some political reassignments, some political reforms within their own party. There was a political funding scandal, which ended up with some unreported income from highly regulated political fundraising activities that landed in the pockets of various politicians. A large number of those folks were either even not supported. Ishiba said he would not allow them to be supported by the party. And then the ones that did run, say, for example, in my own district of Minato Ward number 7, a woman who had taken $80,000 or so in unaccounted money, she claims she knew nothing about it. There's always a bag man, usually a secretary or assistant of some sort, who ends up taking the fall for such things. But the people seem to have enough of it. A common feature in Japanese politics, the funding is very arcane and they need a lot of money that doesn't seem to come within the restrictions of the law. So people like to try to skirt the law. But I think the people have spoken and they want something done about it. They also want something done about inflation. the inflation is set in Japan. It wasn't as bad as the United States, but it has come, and salaries have not kept pace with inflation here. There's a lot of pressure. It's not a mystery. It's not a mystery of the scale that we see in the World Series, where someone on the coaching staff of the Angels sent the $700 million man to steal second base while their team was ahead 4-1 in the seventh inning. So who could figure out that? It's relatively easy to figure out what happened in Japan. The question is, how does Ishiba bring in, if he's going to remain prime minister or the LDP is going to remain in power, they have to bring in a minor coalition partner. A third party to, in addition to the Komeito, to get to that 233 votes. And they've got to get it done by November the 11th, which is when the lower house will meet to pass an $85 billion supplemental budget. It's one of the bureaucratic features of the Japanese budgeting system where this money is supposed to be supplemental and kind of on an emergency basis, but it happens every year. And this is a lot of money for a lot of projects, and particularly the economic stimulus or relief packages that any coalition partner might want. It is possible that the opposition parties could form a majority government. It's legally possible. It's probably not politically possible.
Gordon, you have a question for our guest, Lance Gatling.
Lance, will Ishiba survive as prime minister, or will there be somebody else? And if there's somebody else, what would be the change in policies going forward, both domestic and external?
I think that Prime Minister Ishiba will survive in the short term because the Constitution says that there's a limited time between the last lower house election and the formation of a government. Bearing in mind that this is the lower house only, the upper house was not dissolved. It still stands unchanged. It has to, by the Constitution, has to have an election next year. But they will get a voice when the prime minister is chosen. There's just not a lot of time to do the horse trading and the coalition building that this is going to take. It's going to take days, maybe weeks. In November 11th, since my birthday, it's coming pretty soon. And I don't think there's time to replace Ishiba and go through all of that again. So they'll keep him, I believe, as they try to get to a majority that would be voted on in the lower house in the special session. If they fail to get a majority, which is 433 votes, then the two leading candidates are voted on once again, and then that goes for confirmation to the upper house, which is has a different role in Japan. But I think he's safe for now. His policies, which were never cast in stone, he tends to say some fairly, how do we say, controversial things to get people to think. When he said, well, we want to have an equal status with the United States, therefore let's look at the SOFA agreement and let's look at putting Japanese troops on Guam since we have U.S. troops in Japan. The question is really whether that was a policy or what might be called a trial balloon in Washington, something to get people riled up, something to get people to think. He's pretty good at that. Some people hate him for it. Other people think it is a way to move the needle when you're talking about such policy decisions. But it's hard to imagine that with a coalition partner that's going to be more focused on social events and structure and funding, that they're going to have the sort of aggressive national security stance that Ishiba has demonstrated.
Lance, we just have a minute. One policy of Kishida's: we will defend Taiwan when and if attacked. Was that part of the rejection of LDP? 1 minute.
I don't see a lot of that. I understand that it is, in fact, controversial. There are plenty of people here that don't want to hear anything like that, and not all of them live in the Okinawa prefecture near Taiwan. So there are plenty of people that believe that, but I haven't gotten the sense that people took Ishiba's policies so to heart that they believed everything he said. Some of it, as I say, he's kind of noted for being someone who likes to say controversial things just to get the discussion going, which is unusual in Japan.
Well, Kishida said it, and Ishiba did not reject it. Is that going to be part of the debate in negotiating for a second or third party? We have 30 seconds.
Certainly some national security issues will come up, but the parties that they're discussing are, in fact, more focused on social issues. I'll have to look closely at their national security issues, but no Japanese takes it for granted, I think, that they will defend Taiwan. It's more like, can we keep out of Taiwan if the Chinese do, in fact, invade?
Lance Gatling in Tokyo, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.